Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I have been told by our leader we can say exactly who will be on the show at the Red October Rally at Stateside Live on Friday, at least one of our guests. John Middleton.
Who you got? Oh!
Phillies managing partner John Middleton will be on the show at 3 o'clock at Stateside Live with us.
There you go. He's coming over to Stateside Live.
Yes.
He's going to be amongst the people.
He will be amongst the people.
There
That's
going
to be awesome.
He is a man amongst the people, though.
He is. Always talking to people during playoff games. All that good stuff.
My second favorite owner in the city.
That's good. That's great. Big of you. Big of you.
Josh Harris and then Middleton.
This is going to be awesome.
I wouldn't even consider Josh Harris
in
the city, man. He owns the Commanders.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
John Middleton, do you think I'm going to stress at all thinking about what questions to ask Middleton?
Oh, I can. You might not be able to do the rest of the show.
I'll be up
thinking about that interview.
You'll come up with something.
4:30 tomorrow morning is when I start my work on that. I'm going to give myself tonight off, and then 4:30 tomorrow morning, I'm getting up, starting to work on questions.
Yeah.
Get ready, Mr. Middleton.
Well, yeah, we're going to grill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the playoffs. Yeah.
Jack's so worried.
I'm not nervous.
I'll write down three questions. Spike will ask two of them.
I'm sorry.
And I'll get that one in there.
And I'm going to be too nervous to even talk to him. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
There's nothing to worry about. What are you nervous for? Like, what are you talking? Yeah. I thought you guys hang out.
No.
You're not tight with
Mr. Middleton? Nah.
Should I ask him if you should get it? I think it is. Love the Phillies. Love our partners with the Phillies.
Yeah.
The fact that Jack hasn't thrown out a first pitch.
It's a travesty. It really is.
Is a little much for me. If Kyle Schwarber can catch a first pitch for the Reds, then Jack can certainly throw out a first pitch for the Phillies.
Not even in a hype video or the video yearbooks.
Yeah, I've been in a hype video.
Spike rang the bell.
He did that for the Sixers. Biggest podcast in the history of the world.
I've been a team captain.
You played for the team.
Yep. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out the things that we've done with the organization. Hell, even I've thrown out a first pitch at a spring game.
I know.
Twice.
So we'll see.
We got to get Fritz out there to throw out a first. Even Hugh Douglas is throwing out pitches out there.
Actually, that no offense, Hugh, that's insulting. Hugh is throwing out a first pitch and you're not? We gotta call Brazier.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna say
we're not gonna get him in for the playoffs, though,
dude. I'm saying it to Mr. Middleton on Friday. The first thing Jack needs to throw out for a playoff game. Yeah, well, I'm gonna show him the tape of you against the camera.
The only chance of that would have been 23, but
yeah, that was probably our best shot right there.
Yeah.
Oh, because
but once
of the
again,
ovation.
I had nothing to do with it, and everything's been erased from history. Yes.
All right.
Did you mention that in the book?
The ovations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did mention it in the book?
Yeah, of course.
Man, okay.
I wrote the chapter in the 23 season, so. Again, should I give him a book and should I charge him for the book? He's got plenty of money, but also I want Schwarber back. So.
Yeah, you want him to keep as much of the money
the book,
as possible.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I will give him. Well, hopefully. I'm going to write a nice emotional message in it, too. Because me and Middleton, are very emotional when it comes to the Phillies.
Emotional.
Yeah, no, I messed up. Mr. Middleton, yes, love you. But like,
who's going to cry more if they win the World Series, you or Mr. Middleton?
That's my question to Mr. Middleton.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, you'll both be a mess.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You'll be
me.
On top of the world. Your little podcast will be.
No, it's a little podcast. Yeah. I appreciate that.
All right, let's do the high hopes, Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes, Jackie. game baseball report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
I mean, you stole the podcast, if we're being honest.
Well, no, didn't steal it at all. It was a hostile takeover more than anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I guess is still stealing.
Yeah.
So it sounds better though. I like the hostile takeover.
Yep. So tomorrow, open practice, intra-squad. Wednesday night, me and Seltzer on the call.
Of course.
They make me call all the open practices. Eagles, Phils, doesn't matter.
Hold on, you and Seltzer are calling the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Nice.
So who's doing play-by-play? Who's doing color?
So I told Seltzer to do the lead.
Yeah, Fritz doesn't want... Yeah, he doesn't want to do the play-by-play. Yeah,
don't you have practice for that when you were on the college baseball team?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to do like strict play-by-play, but... I don't know. Like, just let me be the color guy.
Yeah, he wants to chime in and out. He doesn't want to be restricted. Yeah.
We're auditioning.
He doesn't want to be sitting there doing reads.
No, and no, no. Man,
you're auditioning. Oh God.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? An old shiesty Fritz got up the sleeve. No, but I need him to just set me up. I don't want to do that.
That's going
to
be pretty cool.
Yeah. So there's 30,000 people. It's those 30,000 tickets for that. It's crazy.
For an intra-squad game, yep.
We're carrying it?
Yes.
Yeah, like we'll be calling. We're calling.
We're carrying Jack and James.
Well, I didn't know if they were just doing it at the... I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, we'll be at the ballpark.
Yeah, so we're actually using airtime to cover this.
Uh-huh. Well, hold on. It's Fritz at 6. Would be way better doing it during.
Okay. No, you're right.
Yeah, at the ballpark.
You're right. No, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Oh, it's a huge accomplishment. So that's great. That's great. No Rojas. He's not going to be brought up for the NLDS. He's dealing with a quad injury.
Yes, I saw that was an option.
Yeah. Also, Jordan Romano is activated off the IL.
Well, why they activated Alvarado too? Is that so they can practice this week?
It's just procedural.
Oh, okay.
And then once the official roster is announced. I assume Romano won't be on.
If Romano's on the roster, I'm not watching any of the games.
I kind of need him on the roster.
Yeah. We didn't come this far not to watch games. I
think all the sleep I'm going to get. I'll text you guys while you're watching the games. Guess what I'm doing? Not
sleeping.
Watching Jordan Romano.
Sleeping. Hunter Green versus Blake Snell tonight, 9:05. Dodgers Reds.
Okay.
It's going to be a late start.
Let's go Reds.
Yeah, I know. It's all Reds stuff.
Nah, I'm watching that, I think. Or at least I'm going to start watching it.
It starts at 9:30?
9:05.
Well, got me to 10.
Yeah. 10:30. Yeah.
It's not like the Reds getting the playoffs every year. I got to see some of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be gone after tomorrow.
Or take a little, 7 to 9 cat nap. Wake up, bang, Hunter Green on your screen.
7 to 9. I don't get home until 7.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm gonna go home and take a cat nap after. No,
I don't know.
I don't know what you guys do when
eat
you go
dinner.
Home.
Yeah, a spoon with Sparty.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. So, all right. Let's go inside the brain of Jack here a little bit, okay?
Hello in there.
Not much going on.
Yes.
A lot of air.
Hello.
Big echoes.
Yes.
So, and really this is for Ike.
Oh, God.
Because, I sometimes need Ike to guide me. Because 2 weeks ago, I was very like, I don't care who we play. Like, just give me whoever.
Don't tell me you get nervous.
Oh, he doesn't want to face that.
I'm getting nervous. God. It's just, I see 12 out of 25 on ESPN. They're the favorites to win the World Series in every sports book. And, like, I am getting more towards the nervous phase than the excited phase.
Yes. This is so predictable, man.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
They're different.
Closer we get to games, the tighter he gets. And now he sees everybody nationally is picking the Phillies.
Yeah, they're the trendy pick. They're the trendy pick.
Yeah, it makes him even more nervous.
Pick the Mariners. Pick anyone. just don't make the... They were the trendy pick last year. I know people were saying the Dodgers were the favorite. I understand. But the Phillies were like, I don't know. Don't want to face that team in the postseason. Just stop picking the Phillies to win the World Series, please.
Yeah, imagine that. And this is without Zach Wheeler.
Yeah. I mean, they...
Imagine if they had Zach Wheeler right now.
Well, they've really rallied. You have to give them credit for how they've played after Zach Wheeler went out.
And they're playing well, man. I
just wish the Dodgers hadn't put it all together when they put it all together. It just seemed like they were... Were they just sort of just coasting through the regular season? Because it just... I woke up one day, all of a sudden, the Dodgers starting the starting rotation is dominant.
They got healthy. The starting rotation got healthy.
When Ohtani is pitching.
Now. That helped. Now, the bullpen's still kind of a disaster. They blew a couple of those games in the Diamondback series at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then the biggest thing is Mookie got hot. Like, Mookie was hitting at a sub-700 OPS for most of the season. And then the last month, he really picked it up and kind of completed their lineup. So
what type of chance do you give the Reds in this series?
About, like, 5%, like 5 to 10%.
Now, even with the pitching?
I know, but like the Dodgers, the Dodgers can match them.
Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers can match them pitching wise. And I don't like the Reds, I don't think they have the offense.
The lineup sucks, yeah.
And the bullpen's not great. They have like, whatever. It's not a great bullpen.
Well, by the way, be careful what you wish for. The Reds win the series, and then all of a sudden we lose in four.
They're not a team.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, you got to get one of them.
I know. It's just, I remember doing that with the Sixers when everything broke right. Oh, wow. We got the Wizards, Hawks. And now we got the Hawks? Oh, really? Not only are you going to lose to the Hawks, your entire franchise is going to implode.
Yeah.
So
it still hasn't recovered.
Yeah, you got to play who you got to play. I'm not rooting.
No matter what, I'll be nervous because the Reds would have the magic if they beat this Dodgers team.
But if you needed my confidence, don't worry, brother. You see the hand?
Yeah, it's not moving.
Man, we're going. We're going.
And
Spike said it months ago. I bought it. We're going.
We're winning the World Series.
We're going, man.
I hope they win the World Series. But then final thing here. So one of the things that I feel heading into this postseason is, and Bryce has been a great overall player, right? And has had big moments in the postseason, not just Bedlam, but 23 and whatever. This is a big show me kind of postseason for Bryce Harper from the standpoint of what guy are we getting, I think, for the rest of his career. Is he a postseason riser now that kind of just kind of plays the regular season and can still turn it up when the lights are brightest? Because the guy that we've seen for this year has not looked like the same Bryce Harper. Still a good year, 265-ish, 27 home runs. But like, is he still going to be that dude in October? And that's the thing that one of the things I'm most intrigued by, is he going to put the Superman cape back on? He talked about how heading into October, like, this is my time of the year.
Damn right.
And I like that quote. I like the confidence. It's going to be really big from that standpoint. Is he still that guy?
It's September 30th?
Yes.
You know, tomorrow begins the greatest 31-day stretch of the year.
Mm.
It's the month of October.
Mm.
It's the best month of the year.
Mm.
Not only because it's football season.
Yes, Halloween, too.
Well, you got that thrown in there.
Yeah.
But it's me and Bryce's birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
This is why. This is the Bryce time of the year.
Yes.
Yes, this is his time of the year.
Yes.
I'm trying to speak this into existence, man. Yes. He needs to step up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're not winning the World Series with Bryce Harper not being a major factor in doing it. So you got to, you know, you're not beating the Dodgers without Bryce Harper being a major factor in doing it. So I think those top three guys have to set the tone really for the whole team. If those three are doing what they're doing, and I'm talking about Trey, Schwarber, and Bryce, I think the rest of the lineup, it's easier for them to contribute.
Well, and the Trey thing, we hope, you know, they say he's healthy. Mm-hmm. We remember how long it took him to trust, he even said this the other day, trust running at full speed. It took him months last year after the hamstring thing. And I agree with you on Bryce, but I also, baseball in the postseason comes down to moments. Mm-hmm. And what this can't be is lose a series and point to an OPS thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it, there will be moments where he could shift the series. And look, he hit well against the Mets, but there was a moment against the Mets where he did not come through.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard, right? You're a hitter. You're good if you succeed 3 out of 10 times. But if you are a legend in those times, you come through. So it will be about moments. There will be moments where he could shift the series. And those are the... We will remember, if he has a big hit and a big spot that wins the series, and his OPS for the series is 673, nobody will remember.
Right.
Nobody will remember what his OPS is if he comes through when he needs to come through, you know.
And I agree.
It's going to take all of them. We can't have, you're right, we can't have a Schwarber series where he's absent. I don't think any of them can. This is this year, after Zach Wheeler comes out, Zach Wheeler, you know, goes out with the injury, mm-hmm. This is on everybody now.
Yeah.
You know?
So. I think they want this moment. You know, something struck me when Daryl Morey was talking at the Sixers press conference last
week. Oh, yeah?
He talked about about the Sixers.
What struck you?
Well, he talked about the Sixers wanting, you know, he talked about the Eagles being the love for everybody in town and the Phillies getting ready for Red October, that they want to get back to being in that conversation and being in the postseason. I only say that to say, I think the Phillies feel that too. They've been a postseason team, but they didn't finish, right? In this town, you climb the mountain, right, to where you're a perennial contender. And then being a perennial contender isn't enough. You got to finish the job.
Yep.
Eagles finished the job last year. Mm-hmm. They won the Super Bowl, right? They won it.
In case you haven't heard.
Yes. They won it. But the Phillies, their run began at the same time. When the Eagles went to the Super Bowl in 22, the Phillies went to the World Series.
Yep.
The Eagles had a collapse in 23. Phillies went back, collapsed at the end, but they were still in the NLCS.
Yep.
They saw the Eagles bounce back from those and still go win a title. I believe they they have a team good enough to win the title, and they've been waiting to get to this moment, to the postseason. It sucks that Zach Wheeler isn't here. Because this thing would almost feel like a lock if he was a part of the rotation. But I do believe those three at the top, they're waiting for this moment. They're waiting for this moment. Trey Turner needs to cement himself in this town. He needs a postseason moment.
Yep.
Kyle Schwarber, as much as we love him, he doesn't really have postseason. Like, I don't remember a postseason moment with Schwarbs.
Yeah, I mean, he let off the Musgrove game.
Well, he got the home run last year.
To start the Senga game. But in game 3 of the NLCS, he had the home run off Musgrove to start it. He had, NLCS 22, he's good. In the World Series, remember he hit the one in game 6 down in
Houston. In Houston, yes.
Gave him the 1-0 lead.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, like, it's been a lot of just solo shots, but not like a marquee home run.
I think those three need it. And Bryce, them hitting will take the pressure off the other guys. And you know Bader is going to win a game for us.
Oh, of course.
He's a lock to win a game for us with his play.
Let's beat the Dodgers. Let's just go win the World Series.
We beat the Dodgers.
Oh,
man.
They're either going to lose the Dodgers or win the World Series.
Or win it all.
That's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's quite a hedge there for you.
Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. Jordan Princeton's a Phillies guy. Jordan, you're on WIP.
I am a Phillies guy. I'm still an Eagles guy, but I'm definitely a Phillies guy over an Eagles guy. And I'll take all the flack that comes with that. You know, when you're on hold for a while, there's just so much to touch on. I got to sit here and pick and choose what I want to take over. Bismarcky, Just a Friend, you don't need a remake of that. That's a classic.
Agree.
He came on stage with the Beastie Boys. I think it was like 2000 at the Spectrum, or maybe it was the Wachovia, whatever it was. Come on, you don't even know what the words are. He's like, it's just great. I love that. The other music point, you know, I love that you guys start out with Rage. You know, my third concert was Rage Against the Machine at the Electric Factory in August of 1996. I was 13 years old. Shout out to Mike Spiegel's mom. I don't know what the hell she was thinking, bringing a couple of 13-year-old kids to that show, but my God, what an experience. I had my back against the back wall of the Electric Factory. I was terrified.
But yeah, dude, they used to fill that place up. I think capacity at the – it's not the Electric Factory anymore. It's the –
yeah, what's it called
Franklin
now?
Music Hall.
Franklin Music Hall, because that's where the lottery party was. The capacity now is like 2,000. They used to put 3,000 people in there. So that area in the back that is all empty now would be people all the way up to the back door. And no place would get sweaty and gross like the Electric Factory did for a show like that. Man, you seeing Rage there is pretty big.
At 13.
Yeah, that's big, man. That's big.
The first show was April of that year, also at the Electric Factory, Offspring, AFI, MXPX. That was a lineup for the ages back then.
There you
go. Very, very good show.
Yep.
You got so sweaty in there, you would slide out the door. You didn't even have to walk out. You just kind of slid out because everyone was all damp.
Yeah, Ike, as soon as you would walk in, your skin would immediately become, it's like you were coated in grease when you walked in. You got sweaty as soon as you walked in. Good times,
exactly.
Good memories.
Just slip in, slip out, slip past people.
Yep.
Boy, being a kid with no responsibilities was a hell of a thing.
It sure was.
I got a couple of Philly sports things to touch on because I think this is a sports radio show. So first, really quickly, Jack said he didn't see this. Anyone get a 25% discount offer on Sixers home games in their social media feed over the last couple of days? If that's not a sign that Joel Embiid is not going to play much this season, I don't know what is. But I would take maybe 75% off with a free refund if JoJo's in the lineup. That might get me to buy some tickets to the Sixers this year in advance.
I think they're just trying to sell tickets. I don't think it has anything to do with Joel. But I got the email. Yeah, the 25% off. And you know what? They're going to have to, you know, as quickly as people buy Sixers tickets when they're good, they disappear when they're not. And after last year, they're going to have to earn people spending money for those tickets again. So, by the way,
anyone that I knew that had season tickets has gotten rid of them. I mean, the cost is like seeing an NBA playoff game just to sit 10 rows off the floor and to have the privilege of buying a 41-game package. So Josh Harris, good at private equity right now. I'm not good at running the finances of the Sixers. Want to hit on A.J. Brown for a second. You know, as I listen to all this commentary, you can kind of tell who has children and who doesn't. Because I think if you have children, you ignore the little tantrum that A.J. Brown is throwing here. You know, Jack, you've got young kids, right? If they don't get what they want, you sit there and coddle them? No, you walk away.
No way.
You let them tantrum, and then they eventually come around. So, you know, I think he wants this attention. I think this negative attention is bad for the team. It's bad for the city. And if this keeps up, you know, we're not a throwing offense right now. So I get the whole, oh, we got a guy on either side of the field and they'll stretch the field. A.J. Brown ain't stretching the field right now. He's not creating separation. He's not getting open. So if he was doing all those things and complaining, maybe I'd pay him a little bit of mind. But right now, you tweet all you want, bro. I'm going to ignore that stuff.
You can ignore, but he's not a child. You know, I understand the point that you're making, but he's a 27-year-old millionaire wide receiver for the biggest team in the city. So as much as the idea of just letting him throw his tantrum is it doesn't work.
We're not going to ignore it. Yeah, that's for sure. I understand you're saying he's acting like a child.
Yes.
So you try to ignore it. And I think some fans will take that sort of approach toward Jordan because they just want to focus on their team and not the stuff that comes along with it when it gets like this. But we are not doing that. Yes, we will not do that. We will talk about it.
No, yeah.
Well, you guys have 4 hours of airtime.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
The Phillies aren't playing.
And you know what? This whole getting open thing, I think it's bunk, honestly. When I see Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and all these great wide receivers catching balls, it's not like they're 5 yards of separation between them and the cornerback. That's not what happens.
Not all the time.
It happens sometimes,
sure.
But that's
not the norm.
That hasn't really been A.J. Brown to this point anyway. It's been that he will fight and get the ball when there's a guy there. It's just throw it to him. That's what his point is. He's always open. Not that there's never a defender there, but that
throw it anyway.
Yeah,
I'm
throw
open.
It anyway. Yeah.
the guy's handle is always open. I'm not seeing that right now, but we're not going to, you know, I'm going to drop right. that for the
okay.
time being. Because
all right.
Here's the real reason for my call.
Well, you got 60
I'm in the
seconds.
Poconos this
go,
weekend
go, go.
With a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
All we're doing is debating who they like more on WIP. So I want to give you guys some of the feedback. Now, I started as a morning show guy, mainly because I like seltzer. I'm a big seltzer guy. Mm. Love the... I like that. I like that. The camera, he's starting to grate on me. So I'm gravitating towards the afternoon show. But a good buddy of mine, he's saying you guys are too bro-y. And I have to come on and say, Eric, if you're listening right now, this is entertainment. You know, Joe yelling at people, cutting everybody else off in the room. I think you guys are a much better program, a much more entertaining program.
Well, first of all, it is a bro show because we are bro-y. Yes,
guys on a sports radio station.
Yeah, we're not going to sit here and yell at each other all day for 4 hours every day.
No. And you know what? Older ladies love us.
Love Ike.
Well, no, you have some fans.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you know? The fact is that if you're acting like you are above this kind of humor, you're full of it. Everybody likes fart jokes. Everyone does.
Come on,
it's
Jordan, join the afternoon show.
Yes.
Join us.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm with two boys. I mean, it is a rotation of fart jokes and other disgusting humor here.
Yes.
It's all about inside jokes. So I'm here. I'm here for the broiness. I'm here for the inside jokes. And frankly, I'm here when you get a little mouthy with the callers. Like, oh, gee, wait, you put that guy in his place today. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. This is your show.
I think guy telling me to keep quiet and let him finish. You've been talking for 3.5 minutes, bro. Yeah, thank you for the call, Jordan. Yeah, yes. Is this show bro-y? Yes.
Yes,
but guys.
But we welcome everyone.
Yes.
It's just we are who we are, you know?
What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Meet men.
Yes.
Sweating.
Yes.
What? No. Oh, that's right. We do meet. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, get it. Get it.
Yeah, I got it now.
Jack.
What's going on, man?
We even got a vegan on the show.
Yes. We've got a little of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Struggling young father, too.
Yes. Water sandwiches.
By the book.
Yeah. Betting on sports during the show.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Funny things have happened the last 24 hours.
Oh, in the top 5 at 5? That's what's coming
in.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.